Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics,
and Drive Century.
If you want more information or want to partner with the brew,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
It's Prelin Art, subprime hero.
And we are brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, but we are live. We're getting you some incredible footage with our incredible friend, the one,
the only, Jared Kilway.
What's going on, brother? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the party. Doing amazing. How are you?
Good to see you.
Get that pound over there. Go ahead. Oh, man, switching it up on us. We're all, you know what I'm saying? Good, wholesome shape. Jared, brother. We got so much brewing right now. We're at the very beginning of the show for the most part. Everybody's kind of stretching, right? Everybody's trying to feel their thing. What's the vibe that you're feeling from this year's?
It's that dating phase. Everybody's, okay, who do I got to go see? Who am I going to see later? Right. I'm planning out my meetings and so forth. So it's been good.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Seems like we have more dealers here this year than last year.
Really?
And I think a lot of things going on with the state of the industry, with everything we've come out of. More dealers are looking for education. They want data. They want knowledge. And it's our job to provide it for them.
And they want to learn more about what's really hot right now. And what's really hot is AI. And speaking of that, we know that's part of what you guys do, right?
Absolutely.
So what a great way to educate right now. So what are you guys doing at Connect AI right now to be able to educate your dealers every day? What are you doing to make people excited about what's happening? What you guys are doing?
I mean, we just had a case study that is just gaining crazy exposure. And this case study featured something we talk about as an industry. It may not be the sexiest part because it's not sales.
Right.
But when you look at the bottom line, it's extremely. It's all about recalls. Mm. So we did a case study with Paragon Honda, Mr. Brian Benstock up there in New York, about recalls. They gave us the data to say, we don't have an efficient way to communicate. How are we going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
We did it. We reached out. We got them engaged. We helped them gain an additional $370,000 in gross profit from generating additional people with it. Stop on that one. I always ask the question, what is your process for an instance like a recall? What do you do?
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
I remember when I was in store, we would print it out, you get a list. Yeah. Hey, go call these people,
That's about it.
But we don't inspect what we expect. So when we don't get results, what do? Same thing we do every single
time. Let's do it more.
Exactly.
Let's do it more. Let's do what's not working more times.
Or we can call the leads bad.
Exactly. Just being efficient. How can you be efficient? Not only with your data, with your staff's time.
Yes.
What could you be having your staff do instead of chasing this 30-day-old lead that is not engaged and sitting there doing email, call, text, when they're not engaging? What can you do different?
Right.
That's where AI can really benefit your dealership and operations. There's so many different instances. It's not scary.
So we're seeing a lot of different areas where the talk is out here, and everybody's knowing that they're going to have to get more and more involved with utilizing some AI, just because it's really the responsible thing to do with the technology we have available to us. With that said, many people would say, I don't want to take the human element out of it, without recognizing that this is only enhancing the human interaction and actually making sure that we're way more consistent in what it is that we say and do with the customer to get it to where we do agree.
Yep.
It is better to get it on the phone with an actual person. And you all are like zeroing in more and more on how to make sure that it's a perfect alley-oop or a perfect placement on the tee for a salesperson to knock it out of the park. How much time and how much discussion do you all spend on trying to figure out that exact rhythm to be able to even speak it to an algorithm or to an AI?
Yeah, it takes data, it takes learning, it takes time. Everybody's gonna adapt and transition a little bit different. It's all based upon where you live, the demographic, and your client's engagement too. And it's it just comes down at the end of the day, to your point, it's how do we connect, pun intended.
Plenty of pun intended.
How do we connect your staff to the customer at the right time, at the right place, with the right message? That is our goal at the end of the day. Get you more people engaged. Because if you can get more people engaged, you're going to get more people on the phone.
That's right.
You're going to get more people in the door.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
Take better care of your customers, and you're going to make more money.
All day. I mean, that's the things you want to connect.
All day and all the time. Like, it's not one thing I love about the data, or excuse me, the software and the way this program works is that it's 24 hours. It doesn't have to just be like when you're awake, right? Yeah. Like, we, of course, because people are going to want to be communicated with. If I go to a website, I hit K, want information, I want somebody to communicate with me. Even if it is AI, even if it is, I want to know some more information. Yep. I understand that there's not going to probably be a live human that's going to talk to me, but I still want to learn a little bit more, which will keep me going to the next step, And next thing, I will be having a live call because I want more, right? Because I've been giving it. But instead, if you don't, they're just going to go to the next web page. They're just going to go to the next customer, the next business, and look at their information and see if maybe that website shows more. So learn how to connect with your people, and using AI is powerful because literally they don't get tired. They're 24 hours.
They don't take days off.
No, yeah. Never. They don't need a day off. They don't want a vacation.
Nope.
Not yet, at least.
Nope.
Not yet. Unplug me.
But it's one thing you talked about there that really it resonates and always hits when we're talking to stores is the overnight, the after hours. A lot of people don't understand how high of that volume is.
Right.
I mean, we see on average 40% of dealers' leads are coming in after hours.
Usually, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
But what is our CRM process for a lead that's submitted at 2 in the afternoon versus 2 in the morning?
So let me ask you that. So you all run into this situation where you are reshaping the culture inside of a store. Big Mike's about open here.
Yeah.
What's going on, Mike?
Bro. What's going on, Mike, man?
Get them high fives.
What's going on, bro?
Doing big
things.
Yeah,
So in that...
We'll see you in a little bit, Mike.
What has been the general process that has been already in place for that before you bring your solution?
It's the call, text, email, run this for 90 days. Some are marketing lost after 10 days if they don't get engagement.
What did you just say? They're marketing lost after 10 days.
Absolutely. We look at all this marketing money we spent.
I'm saying.
It's crazy. But we don't have a process for that guest that submitted that lead to the morning. Lead comes in at 2. We sit there and call them, email, text them at 9 a.m. when the store opens.
And they wonder why we're not connecting.
You wonder why you're not getting engagement. It's because we're reaching out at the wrong time.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixedOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
Now, and what was the lead for? What was the reason to it? If you see that the lead was, let's say, on a used car, and they ask about availability, but they also want to know, does it have this option? Does it have a warranty? I have a trade-in. You are now walking in the next morning to an enriched lead, not just asking about availability, but you have so much more information. And now you're able to get this guest further and further down the rabbit hole, but really you're helping your team who's handling that lead.
Right.
Because it's just now they want to know about availability, they want to know about trade, they want to know if it has this lift kit on it. You can have a better educated conversation with them when you do connect them. Which is going to lead to what?
That's going to lead to car dealer. usually. That's what we want to make sure, but the conversation is already set up.
Yes.
And the thing about that worry that we have, being able to pull our people out of it, what do you say to those that ever that are dealing with that kind of a concern? Man, I really don't want a computer doing this. I don't feel like my people want that. Or my customers want that. Because a lot of times we're trying to predict what the customer wants instead of just put it in front of them.
Was out at Soticon. You guys were there too. Listen to Savannah Bananas. Just listen to his speech. One of the things that he took away and I took away and I use it every day is experiment and do the opposite of normal. Do the opposite of normal. So with that being said, we as an industry don't know what the customer wants. We don't have the magic eight ball. There is no silver bullet. We have to experiment. We have to try things. We have to dip your toe in the water and tweak and adjust until you have it perfect for your store and your culture. It takes time. It takes effort. And the results are going to definitely outweigh the work behind it. But you have to try it. Because if not, your competition's going to, and you're going to see a continued decrease of engagement, because it's not always about price. It's about the experience. It's about the lasting memory, too.
And making sure that you have that much intention in all of it.
Absolutely.
And you can, the thing is, we can say it to a person, and we can tell this person to do it. You can tell me to do it. Shoot. My wife tells me to do stuff all the time. I forget, not too long later. When we do tell it to the computer, when we do tell it to an algorithm, when we do program it to be in there, it's going to do what you tell it to do until you tell it to do something different. What's the worry of giving that a shot?
It's the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of the unknown. And it's, you have to test it. You have to try it. And the results that you see with it are there. I mean, the data speaks for itself. You know, different case studies that we can do. But the limitless potential of what you can do with your database is insane.
I agree with you so much on that. Being able to understand that we have so much potential right there. So that data alone right there can double your business, can triple your business if you do it right. And the thing about things like that is that when we don't take those opportunities, we just sit there and watch it happen, we're going to miss an opportunity. Then we're going to try it, and then it's already a new technology out.
Yeah.
So when you said it's the fear of the unknown, and that's why I asked you earlier, it's like, what are you doing to educate? Because at the end of the day, that's their biggest problem. Is they only know what they hear about. They're not getting the education that's needed. They're just being sold. If we can educate them more instead of selling them, eventually they're going to ask to buy, because makes so much sense. It's silly not to be part of that and have that type of tool for my customers and have that tool for my dealership so I can produce more. At the end of the day, I know it's going to. So.
And that's where you're going to start seeing the staff getting buy-in, is because you're not getting this tool. You're not adding Connect. You're not adding AI to your tech stack for them.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
Yeah.
You're doing this for your customers. You're doing this for the client. You're doing this for the nurse that works 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. that has a break at 3 in the morning and is looking for a new car and submit to me.
Yeah.
These are the people you're doing it for. It's not for your staff. Your staff are going to have to evolve, grow, change to get better.
I love that. Sorry, we got distracted. I thought the camera was not going to fly, right? But it was funny. But you're right. And all those things that you just said there is 100%, man. And if you're doing that, you know everything's going to be good. It doesn't matter what tool is in front of you, really. It's just work.
Yeah.
But this tool will help lessen the workload so people can do more productive things. And when you're able to do more productive things that lead to car deals that are more hands-on, then let them be that way. Let these tools come into play. Let these tools speak to your customers, initiate the conversation, and be able to pass it on to the person that needs to help them finalize what they're looking for. That's what everybody wants. They want speed. They want information. They want correct information. They want it now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, most people do want to deal with the human after that. But they want to get all that before they deal with anyone. And once they feel comfortable not having any unknown inside them as a consumer, they go, okay, cool. Now I want to talk to Jared and I want to buy a car.
Yeah.
or I want to talk to Jared and get my service done, or I want to talk to Jared and look at possibly something different at the dealership in my lease.
It's like we actually was talking to a gentleman here earlier. He was like, launching a mobile service. I'm getting mobile service vans. I'm going to launch it.
Sweet.
I would love for you guys to partner with us to educate our customer base of what we're doing. And then we're going to actually sit down in a conversation. We're going to map out a location around town that we're going to go have them go to when they don't have an appointment. And then you can get the data of our customer base and target that audience that lives in that zip code and let them know we're going to be in the area.
Yeah.
How, I mean, it's a very simple strategy, but it's solving a solution that he did not realize was even a problem or something that he could even do. So after sitting down for 5 minutes, now it's, here's your mobile service strategy, here's the plan, here's the schedule, here's the cadence, here's the execution, here's what it looks like. He's got a turnkey element that he can now educate his clients about mobile service.
And that's Ruin Solutions, folks, and that's exactly why we love connecting. Total pun intended, connecting with this guy right here. Jared, real quick, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know how to truly connect to Connect AI?
Simply go to our website, KONECT.AI. Find us on social, find us on LinkedIn. You can always reach out to me directly as well. I'll make sure Fred and Lou throw the number out there. But I appreciate the time as always.
Dude, we always appreciate you. I always enjoy just having a conversation with you, man. You're a good dude. So, like, a lot of times we get so hyper-focused on product, and there's a lot of great products out there, but if you find the right people that are helping you with the product, then the product, even if it's just mediocre, will become excellent. Because the experience is the best part about everything, and you guys give an excellent experience.
Product, or process, people, product, in that order.
And if you do it that way, you're going to have something great, and the product will always work itself out, because you're, if you have the right people, we're going to evolve. We're not going to sit still. We're going to make sure it's done right, and that's what you guys have, man. So great job with that.
Speaking of not sitting still, let's go ahead and forget focus five. All is three. One, two, three.
Forget.
Focus,
lie, and keep growing.
Keep growing. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. I am Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And I'm Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we've been doing solutions in the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only,
Jared Kilway. That's right, everybody. We'll see you soon. We're out.